Go wild with Nation Gear's end of regular season merch madness sale. Nation Gear is offering our favorite fans 20% off all regular season merch, and we're going to give you free shipping on any orders over $200. Stock up your closet for the playoffs, rep your team, and grab that merch you've been eyeing up all season long. Don't wait. This sale only lasts from April 1st until April 7th. Shop the sale at nationgear.ca.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
What's up, guys? This is Wade Allison, and you're watching Nasty Knuckles.
Listening to Nasty Knuckles, the Hockey Outlaws podcast, with your hosts, Derek Nasty Suttermeyer and former Philadelphia Flyer enforcer, Riley Cote, as they go behind the scenes with your favorite NHL players. Time to face off.
All right, welcome back. What's happening, Nasty?
What's up, Rigatoni? What are you saying, buddy?
Not much. Getting primed up for this weekend, or what?
Yes. Big Men's League weekend starting back up. Oh, Natty Ice / Nasty Knuckles, trying to figure that out. But absolutely. Looking forward to it for sure, man. Yeah, you ready? You got the wheels ready?
I'm ready to go, dude.
You should have brought your skates by, though.
I know. We'll get them grinded up before Sunday. You been getting any reps in?
Which kind?
I don't know.
Those? A lot of those.
Any That's snipes it. Or just pounding the bevies?
I haven't played in a while.
All right.
I'm saving the snipes for the regular season. But you did start Sunday.
But you did have a good time the other night at Chili Peppers.
I did. Great show. I enjoyed it.
You were getting the reps in then?
I got a few reps in that day.
Yeah.
And the day before.
All right. Hope you can bring
guilty.
It Sunday.
Playing guilty, boys.
It's the best way.
It is. Leave it all out there, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, glad you're getting... Getting primed up for this weekend?
Yeah, ready, man. I'm ready.
Getting the Toby ready?
Boys are fired up, yeah. It's got a few in it.
Yeah, better. You can be the shooter this year.
Oh, you're
always trying to make the extra pass.
I like the dish, man. I'm like the frost man with the Flyers.
Remember the backhand sauce when you had a breakaway?
Fuck you. That wasn't a breakaway, but you know what's sad is I did panic. I did think I had someone and I fanned on the and I could have obviously shot it. So thanks a lot, Baller, for fucking posting that too, dickhead. You and Debo, I'll get you both back. Debo just laughs. Man. He doesn't say anything to me. He just laughs.
No,
that was sick though. Ben Simmons not wanting to shoot. That was perfect. That was such a good thing. That was great. We got to show you that later.
Yeah.
You'll like that. Oh, what a bad play. Fuck, I didn't realize I was that bad.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be posted again.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Again. Yeah. I did want to give a shout-out to my good buddy now, Lupo Dion, who joined me in Jamaica last week for one of the psilocybin mushroom retreats. He's a huge Flyers fan, Nasty Knuckles fan, huge supporter of the alumni, as well as the Ed Snyder Youth Foundation. So just an amazing dude, big heart. It's the second time down in Jamaica.
That's awesome. I love the picture you sent me. You had
the Nasty Knuckles shirt on.
Awesome.
So I just wanted to say a big thank you for his support and the friendship. So Lupo, you're the man. And I think we're ready to rock here, Nast.
Episode 85?
85.
With our boy, Wade Allison.
Absolutely.
Let's go.
Beauty. Let's go. Welcome back. I'm Riley Cote.
And I'm Derek Settlemyer. And this week, we are ecstatic to have power forward from the Philadelphia Flyers, Mr. Wade Allison. What's up, brother?
How we doing?
Doing all right, man.
Yeah, thanks for coming out. Appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me.
Dude, I'm sandwiched by two Manitoba boys. I'm not sure what's going on.
Oh, yeah. You better look out.
Yeah, trouble. I know.
Got a term for that.
Man, brother, what's going on, man? What's your summer been like?
It was good. Yeah, I spent it in Mississauga, just outside Toronto, just training, playing a little golf, and just trying to get ready for this season, just taking care of business.
Yeah, I saw a special that basically we should just be calling you Hollywood, but that's Hazy's name, following you around with a camera, because like HBO,
yeah, right.
Following you around. But I thought it was really cool. I never knew about your summers going into Mississauga. You want to kind of tell us what happened there, how that came about?
Yeah, so I used to train with my buddy, and we used to try and pick the best place we could go. We've went from Manitoba, we've been Minneapolis, just kind of going all over the place. And then we found that place in Toronto, or just outside in Oakville there, BT&L, and went there for a couple summers. And then the family I live with now, we just happened to be at a hockey rink one day, and their son, which is now one of my best friends, he's a goalie. He was skating after us, and we're like, oh, you know, well, just join us next time, right? And then relationship struck, and 6 years later, I'm living at their place. I call them family. It's crazy how the relationship formed, but couldn't be happier about it.
Yeah, it seemed really cool. Watching that, I didn't know that. I thought that was pretty neat. You're basically like family. The mother calls you her other son, one of her sons. So
yeah, no, it's unbelievable. I call their uncles my uncles. Like it's unbelievable people.
I'm shocked that they're taking you.
Yeah, right. You and me both.
I guess there's limited resources in Carmen, Manitoba for training, hey?
Yeah, there's just throwing bales around on the farm.
There's nothing wrong with that. I guess the old farm strength is a pretty powerful way to train. But you need to get ice time and be around guys and compete. So yeah, it makes sense to find optimal training situations. So
right. So
sounds like you found it.
Yeah. I love it there. I mean, we skate with such good players. The trainers know what they're talking about, and it's I can schedule a whole day in from workouts, skating, yoga. I used to have a mobility guy there. He moved to Costa Rica this summer.
Oh wow,
so that was unfortunate. But
probably
yeah,
do a yoga retreat.
Yeah,
yeah. Just go do your yoga with this guy.
Yeah, right.
He's an instructor now.
Yeah, well, I'd be happy to get some in.
Yeah, no doubt.
And it's, so it was good. It was so I can just book like 8 hours a day. You know what I mean? I can just leave the house in the morning, come back at night, and just put a whole program together every day, and just
that's nice when it's regimented like that, and you know, and you're able to control it too.
Right. It's so a it's job. Pretty cool. It's a job. It's nine
all
five,
business. Yeah, exactly.
Gotta do it.
So last couple of years have been, injury plagued. Obviously, going into this off season has been probably arguably the most important off season of your career, and going to training camp, the most important training camp of your career. I mean, mindset going into this training camp.
Just work hard. I haven't put any expectations on what I want from this year. I'm going to show up every day, do the best I can, and the rest will take care of itself.
Yeah. Love that attitude.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's too much stress if I'm trying to set goals and all that. You know, just every day show up, do the best I can do, and we'll be thankful for it in 6 months, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I saw someone had asked you something about having a couple injuries here and there, and you know, the way you looked at it was great. You know, I'm not I just got to battle and work back and get yourself back. It's a great way to look at it. Can't sit around and feel sorry for yourself. I know you're not that kind of person anyway, knowing you, but I liked how you answered that. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, you can't be a victim, unfortunately. Well, it's not unfortunate. You know, it's just part of the game. I'd like to have a few less injuries, but I don't get to decide when they happen. Right.
Well, the way you play, you play a hard-nosed game. Yeah. I mean, you're 110 the whole time on the ice, so.
But it wears on you.
Yeah, I know all about that.
Yeah, you do.
the attitude, right? It's out of your control, the injuries, and all you can do is have a good attitude, come back stronger, and get back to the game and find your game and. That's it, right? So
yeah, 100%. Just try and find the confidence. You know, it's hard when you build it up. You work so hard for 3 months. You're ready to go. You get out there. You feel good, and then all of a sudden, bang! It happens again. So then you got to start over. Then you got to build the body back, build the confidence. Everything gets going again, and then it happens again. And so it's tiring mentally, but at the same time, it's
it's a job.
Right.
You know, it's something I look forward to every day. So.
Yeah. No, I hear you. And how are you feeling physically?
Unreal.
Yeah, unreal.
Feel
yeah.
Good. Yeah, body's good. Body's healthy. Confident. It's mentally, I'm in a great headspace. Took a lot of time for that this summer to just figure it out, you know?
Yeah.
I feel really good.
No, that's great. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Riggs, after seeing the dance move him and Elvis had going with Ronnie this weekend at that show.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Buddy, this guy's ready.
Yeah.
Some moves.
I love to hear that.
The hips are good. The hips are good.
Yeah. Hips don't lie, right?
Oh, man, that's great. You mentioned like the mental component of this. So we've talked to a few guys that have been struggling with injuries in the past, and you know that coming back with that strong mindset, right? I mean, is there anything you're doing outside of just like traditional training to strengthen that part of the game, like the mental faculties? So, you're really kind of focusing and emphasizing that?
Yeah, meditating now. Yeah, I've been meditating for the last year here, just trying to take care of that, make sure I'm strong up top here. I do a little reading on just mindset and just the outside world and how anything can happen, but as long as you take care of what you need to take care of in your mind, you know, it's all up to perception.
Right.
So you just take care of what you have to.
A little Buddhism philosophy there,
yeah,
hey,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
You know, control what you can control, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's amazing. You know, I think that's obviously a huge part of the game. I think maybe we've overtrained the physical body to some degree. I still believe that, you know, the mind is still a little bit ignored, right? You see a lot of guys that are built like Greek gods, unreal skill, but they become their own worst enemies sometimes. So I think it sounds like you're kind of hitting the nail on the head, right?
Trying to.
With the meditation and the mindset component. So
no, for
good
sure.
For you.
Yeah, it's been a heck of a journey, but we'll keep doing it every day.
Yeah, become more resilient every day, right?
Right. So.
John Tortorella, head coach. Obviously, you know a little bit about his past and his style. Your thoughts having a guy like that?
I'm excited.
Yeah,
I really am.
Should be.
I've talked to a number of guys that have played for him before, and they all just say he demands a lot from it, but he's fair, he's honest, you're not getting mind games. He wants you to show up to work, and if you show up and work, you know, he's got a spot for you.
Yeah.
So.
Sounds like you're a perfect.
Yeah,
perfect
I was
going to
say,
him,
like,
right?
I know Torts pretty well, and I've worked with him with USA Hockey a few times, and I was going to say he is going to love you. I'm sure he knows about you already, but I remember when you came to your first development camp, it's funny, like some of the guys, you know, they come in there quiet because they don't know anybody. I can hear him down the hallway, and I'm like, oh, I walk in, I meet him, and I'm like, fuck, but you love that personality,
of course,
right?
Yeah.
You know,
bringing the energy.
Right away, and I feel like you probably you bring. Unfortunately, I'm not still there, and I haven't got to work with you like I did before. But having that personality in the room, we know how important that is,
yeah,
man.
And contagious.
It is contagious, and I think Torts is really going to love your game and your personality. I feel he'll be fucking with you a lot, like for fun. I don't mean in a bad way.
No, I think
games,
so
like,
for sure.
Like that. But he's really going to like you and your game.
Yeah, I think if mentally I take the right approach and handle everything correctly mentally, you know,
right.
I think that we'll have a very good relationship on the ice. And
you work your bag off, so, I mean, that's all he wants. He just wants you to play
exactly.
Hard.
You won't be in the doghouse for lack of effort, that's for sure.
Yeah,
that's not the place you want to be.
No, definitely not.
Speaking of coaches, Ian LaPerriere, a good buddy of ours, how was Lappy? Did you enjoy your time?
I loved
Lappy.
I loved Lappy as a coach. He gets it, you know. Obviously, he demands the most from you, but he understands. You know, you come in, you kind of got a tough road trip or whatever. You come in and off the bus, you know, boys are hurting extra. And in the morning, you know, you just sat locked up in a bus seat for 5 hours, you know. So he'll come in the next day, and he gets it. You know, his body's been there too. And so he's like, boys, you know, come in, take care of this. We'll go a little lighter today on the ice, but while we're out there, you got to bring it, you know. So it's I was a big fan of Lappy, Coach Lappy. He was awesome, man. I really enjoyed it.
He's a good man.
Yeah, he is, yeah. And like you said, man, this guy gave it everything he had, you know, he left it all on the ice, but he's a player's coach. I mean, he gets it, you know, he does really look at recovery from, you know, the player's perspective, not the coach's perspective. So he is, you know, all about taking care of the temple. I talked to him quite often. So, seems like a great fit to be a head coach in the American League, working with the young guys. I know he had a stint with development and he's working with guys, but he's kind of fit all those little roles. And I just really think he's a tremendous leader and gets it, like you, the things you've mentioned there. So I'm not surprised you had a good experience with him. Mm-hmm. I mean, what a building and an organization down there for American it's League.
Unbelievable. Hey? So nice. Unbelievable. They treat you like a king, too. You got breakfast and lunch every day. The facilities are ridiculous. You got a beautiful rink to play in. Yep. We get good fans. It's one of the better spots in the American Hockey League for sure. As they take care of you and stuff like that, it's definitely not all other places get that treatment.
That's the truth. Sure.
You know, talking about Lappy, I think people forget he only played one season here because he had to retire.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah,
he is so
loved. He only played one.
It seems like he played five.
Oh, 100%. Because I thought he played here for a while.
He took this crowd, put him right in his pocket.
Mm-hmm.
The fans. But it's just because of the way he played.
Oh, yeah, right. Blocking guys shots.
We did talk about why are you putting your face in front of slap shots? That's another another discussion. But kidding. Like, he would do anything to win. He'd get his bag run over for the team to win, man. And he these people love him. You know, fans of Philadelphia, like he wrapped them right up. And it's just the person he is. He really is. So.
Well, when you see a guy like that as your coach, you know he did it. He didn't take any shortcuts. So,
exactly.
So why the hell would he let you take any, right?
That's it. Yeah.
You know, so he's been there. He goes, hey, I'm telling you this from experience.
Right.
100%.
I went through it, you know. So you're like, all right, sounds good. That's what we're doing now.
Exactly.
So it's real easy to listen
to him. He's as honest as you're going to find a coach or a person for that matter. You know, just a solid grounded person. So yeah,
100%.
Glad you had a great experience with him. Like, to talk about your transition from the college game to the pro game, it had to have been somewhat of an adjustment. Games played as well as execution speed.
I would say there's more games, but not for me yet.
Yeah, that's a good point. You're playing less than a college season, right?
Shit, huh?
That's great.
It's a lot tougher on the body just because you, like in college, it's a routine. Every Monday you do this, you work out, Tuesdays this and that, you know, and then Friday, Saturday are games. So you prepare all week. So every week you know, same video on Tuesday, just new team, you know, same style all the time. Now you come to pro and it's like you got two different teams, two different games. You got another game Monday and then you got one Wednesday and you're sitting on the bus in between.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, holy shit, like if you're not taking care of your body, like it falls apart real quick,
right?
And you have there's no time. Like in college, if you get a bye weekend, you get like 13 days in between games, so you got lots of time to take care of the body, heal injuries, you know. You can heal them in a week if you some of the smaller stuff you take care of it in college, or now in pro, it's you better take care of it now or it's going to hurt you for a long time.
Yeah.
So
no doubt. And as far as like adjustment, strength wise, speed wise, transition wise, or anything that jumped out to you?
I mean, everybody's better, but like in college, you're playing against, you know, most guys are 20 to 24,
right.
You know, it's not like the O or 16 to 20, you know, you're already playing men. And it's like the part that's different from juniors is that you work out 3-4 times a week.
Right.
So those guys you're playing against that have been in college for 4 years, those are big men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They've got a lot of weight behind them because you can't get away from the working out in college because you're doing it all the time. So players are naturally just bigger from college from that consistent everyday kind of style. But players are definitely better.
Yeah, just execution.
Like, definitely better execution. Nobody's really in the wrong spot.
Yeah.
It's less, less systematic in a way, but
more instinctive?
Yeah, but everybody's in the right spot.
Right, right.
You know, in college, it's like it's a system, but guys fuck up. You know, here in pro hockey, it's less systematic, but guys aren't messing up.
Yeah.
You know, so there's no two-on-ones.
Right.
College, you can get a few two-on-ones here and there, puck bounces, whatever, here.
Not
at all.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, I always wonder that, you know, the transition's different for everybody, right? And some guys think the guys are a little bit stronger. You're obviously a big, strong guy, so the strength is probably somewhat comparable. Mm-hmm. But I think, like, the execution is the quickness of transition, stuff like that, the crispness of of that seems to be a little faster, even in the American League.
It's a lot less mouthy in the American League, too. Like in college, players can just lip you off whatever they want.
Cause cage rage.
Got a cage on, right? So you're always safe, you know, but in college, you say, or in pro now, you say the wrong thing to the wrong guy.
Someone's talking to you.
You got a fist right in the mouth, you know? So it's so that's probably the biggest difference would be those two things. But I like it. I like it a lot more, for sure.
Awesome. Who would you say, like growing up, who do you model your game after?
A little bit of Jeff Carter, a little bit of Troy Brower, kind of a combined style.
Nice. I've heard that the Troy Brower analogy from, mm-hmm. was it Mike Havlin?
I'm not sure. Quote,
yeah, kind of compared you to him. I could see that size-wise and. Carts shooting the puck off the wing,
wheel down the wing, and
yeah.
I'm okay with that. So
I like that. Yeah, shooting in stride. Yeah. Seen that all too often. He was my roommate when I played with the Flyers. So,
okay.
Yeah, I know Carts really well. Yeah. But that up and down the wing, that shot, just effortless flow. This guy was built for hockey, man.
Pretty
nice to watch.
A few years ago, when Nick Cousins was up with the team at. I want to say it was his rookie year where he got a full year, I think.
Okay.
Anyway, we're playing in L.A., and Jeff's, like, coming up down the right side of the rink, and someone hits him with the pass, and he gets across the blue line, and he just snaps one. You know, Cartsy doesn't lean into it. He doesn't have to. He snaps the puck, and Newby was in net, Michael Neuwirth, and you hear tink off the glass, and then Newby kind of reacts to the shot. And Cousy turned around and looked at me, and I'm like, oh, yeah. He can
snap.
Because he looks like he's flying. He looks like he's not even trying to skate.
I know.
Like, he's just gifted Jeff. But
yeah, what a gift.
Yeah, he could snap that biscuit, boy.
So, your team growing up, I know the Winnipeg Jets weren't a thing probably when you grew up, but who was your team growing up?
I can't say it now playing on the Flyers.
No. All right.
You're a kid.
I was a Penguins fan.
Oh, were you really? That's funny.
I was trying to avoid it.
No. So why? Why the Pens? Why?
I just loved Crosby.
Yeah.
I just loved Crosby. I loved Malkin. They were winning.
Yeah, hey,
I was a young kid.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, that's
fucker
true.
Fucker had to score on me too. Give me a dash. Right, yeah. Away. Yeah. So that was the only thing I wanted to avoid, and I'm in the ozone. Crosby's behind me with no stick, and I skated as fast as I could back to the D zone, and then all of a sudden Crosby has a stick and he's beside me banging the puck home, and I'm like,
I
didn't even fuck up out here.
But did you ask him why? Why'd you ask
I was like, man, come on. And then my second game, I got to watch Ovi bury two on the power play. I had the best angle down the bench.
I used to have that angle.
Perfect angle. I was like, fuck, it really is that easy, huh?
Is it around the horn one tee?
Yeah, just up over to Carlson, right to Ovechkin, two in a row. Like,
and you know what's coming.
You know what's coming.
It's coming sooner or later. You either hit Oshie in the slot.
Yeah.
You got to pick your poison.
Pick your poison there, yeah.
Ovi's put a few in, though.
Oh, just a couple.
So when you get out there, your first game, you know, obviously – probably excited as hell, but when you see Sid over there warming up, and I don't know if Gino played that game, but were you like, wow?
Yeah. I tried to, in warm-ups, just focus on what I had going on, but then once I got on the ice and get a couple shifts in, and he kind of skates right past me going to the face-off dot, and I'm like, oh, fuck. Get off the ice quick.
Yeah, right.
That's awesome.
Oh, man.
Like, he's actually a great guy, man.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
He's unreal, dude. Like, he really is. People don't want to hear that in Philly, but he's a great guy. He really is.
That's fair.
So as far as your game goes, I mean, obviously you can improve in all aspects of your game. Is there a specific part of your game that you're really like focusing on improving?
Just being more in control, just I think that's where my injuries come from.
Your emotions?
Yeah, that, and just like I fall a lot during the games and stuff like that. I'm pushing. Like if you look at my knee injury this last year, my leg kind of got extended this way.
I saw that.
Didn't quite get it in quick enough. You know, there's the MCL. I go to hit this guy over here.
Okay.
He hits the stanchion, bounces back, and I got my arm out like this. Then it comes this way. Then I tear some stuff in here. My ankle is like I kind of ran out of my way to hit somebody.
Mm.
Didn't need to, but
you're in a rookie game.
Right.
Trying to,
trying to lay a lick on somebody, and then all of a sudden you're on the ground. What the? So it's just being more in control of my body and just staying healthy.
Yeah. Well, I like that approach. You know, I can kind of relate because I was extremely out of control. I'm surprised I didn't have more injuries, honestly, the way I played. But I feel you because, like, you're trying to accomplish as much as you possibly can. But sometimes, like, you're running for the hit or you're taking that extra step when it's, you know, it's hard to do in the moment sometimes when you're wired that way, right? You just want to, like, you're in kill mode or you want to take that extra step for that extra attempt.
Yeah,
but, you know, I see where you're coming from because I wish I could have had that awareness to pull myself back a little bit and be a little bit more in control.
Right, and when they go, hey, you got to do less.
Yeah.
To me, it's like, well, what do you mean do less?
Yes, exactly.
But, like, it makes sense now. We've had numerous conversations, you know, hey, stay in control. But, like, I want to go.
Yeah.
You know, I'm out there to go. I'm going to give you 110%, you know. So yeah. I got to find that 105%.
Yeah, right.
You know, so that's it's not physical, you know, that's mental.
Right.
I got to think about it now. But when you're out there, you can't be thinking about it because game happens so quick.
Yes. Exactly.
So it's like it's something you got to put in all the time.
And I guess that's like the difference between like working hard and working smart, right? Because you're obviously, you're all in on the work and working hard. Mm-hmm. But it's just maybe being a little more patient as F3 or, you know, picking your battle on, you know, when to go and not to go. And I think, like, when I got out of playing, I got into coaching, and I found myself saying that all the time to guys, like, you know, and it was funny coming from me because I was like the last guy to be working smart. But, you know, it is a profound thing when you can realize, like, less is more sometimes. Like, you're better just, like, hold your ice.
Right, but how much does that, like, not make sense, you know? Like, less is more. Like, what do you mean less is more?
Yeah,
right?
I know.
Like, it makes sense, but it's hard to wrap your brain around it and then to actually do it.
For sure.
Know? Especially when you've played a certain way. Or
right?
I mean, how you're wired, right?
So, yeah, instinctively, you're just going, right? Yeah, you're just going. You're gonna, you know, you're going for blood and you're trying to kill someone. And, you know, there's no one in the back of your mind saying, let's just, like, bump the brakes here.
Hey, maybe just circle and make sure you take care of your guy. I'm like, well, I can see my guy.
Yeah,
right. Go and get him, right? So
it's a lot like me and Mensley.
Yeah, right. Pump the brakes, Nas. You're going too hard.
You're telling me to go faster. What's why are you so slow?
We're saying move your legs, Nas. Fucking move, skate,
move your
dude.
Pins.
But as far as, like, self-preservation goes, I mean, in your situation, it's probably a very wise thing to approach the game that way, right? I mean, it's keep getting banged up, you're not going to get any minutes, and it's not going to help your career out. So
pay me anything, and then I just I just wasted all this time on hockey. I could have got a job. So could be working on the farm right now.
Yeah, I know, right? So. Get some injuries, bailing hay.
Exactly. You know? get some farm injuries.
I got a question for you. It's always made. I've always wondered, like, because I didn't grow up on the farm, but, like, you're coming from there. From Manitoba. Now, when you get to the city, you enjoy it?
No.
You don't?
Not at all.
You don't really like it?
I hate it.
Too
fast?
It's just everybody's so mad all the time. There's traffic everywhere. People are honking horns. I'm like, where the fuck is everybody going?
Well, on 76,
the rat race. Welcome to the rat race.
No one knows on 76. There's no reason or rhyme or reason to why it's always backed up. You drive, you sit there, and then it just opens up and there's nothing there. You're like, what?
Some idiot hit the brakes and then all of a sudden you got an hour of traffic.
Yeah, I know, it's exactly
it.
It's cool because anything you could want is within like an hour, right?
Yeah.
As opposed to on the farm, anything you want, you know, you got to go somewhere to get it, right? But it's so much, everybody's so mad all the time. Everybody, like, I feel like nobody's really laid back. Like, there's just traffic all the time, people are everywhere, you go into public, just you're bumping shoulders with everybody, like, I hate downtown.
Yeah,
downtown in any city, I don't want to be there.
Yeah, much anxiety, too much stress,
there's too much going on.
Yeah,
I guess I'm simple.
I hear you, man. Know? Simple, it's life. Yeah, something to be said about it,
right? It's
I mean, talk about a relaxed guy, Debo. I mean, you guys should hang out. Like, this guy's laid back.
What? I haven't even heard him talk. I do all the talking. I'd have to check over and be like, hey, man, you still alive or what?
Put your finger, make sure you're breathing. He likes to nap too, right? Yeah. Oh, Oh, man. I just wonder that because it's so funny when I see guys like TK, you know, he's a farmer, or not a farmer, sorry, a hunter, fish, all that. And I'm like, but then he gets here and he, you know, he enjoys the city and stuff. So I just wondered what your, you know, remember Kobe, like he was from the farm.
Yeah, right? Oh, yeah.
And he liked being in the city, I guess, like going out.
Yeah, you had to be very, very, very like,
yeah, it was like
specific pick, you know, spot picking.
I like going out in the city. Yeah. I like going to restaurants and stuff like that. But I'm okay with driving 25 minutes to get there.
Right.
You know, then it's an event.
As yeah, exactly.
Me just walking out of my apartment, I'm like, oh, the event's me walking 2 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's like.
So you're saying you'd never live in the city, but yet, you know,
not for a
proper choice. Event and
yeah, like I'll go gathering. Into the city, absolutely, yeah. You know, but I don't want to wake up in the city. I don't want to be walking out of my apartment at 8 a.m. and have people already honking on the horns and it's just loud and it's just
right.
There's so much going on that I'm just like,
yeah,
yeah,
just taxing the nervous system, stressing right? Like, you out. Who needs that?
I just want to relax. Like I come home from the rink, I want to just sit down and just enjoy some outside time.
Yeah.
Like, I want a big yard. You know, I want space to myself.
Yeah.
Instead of, I see all these houses and you have a backyard, but it's like,
yeah,
the size of a room.
Yeah.
You know, yeah,
like
sure.
I come from 250 acres of
right.
whatever you want. You know?
Yeah, right. A little different animal.
Hey, go out and rip the four wheeler, you know? I could,
yeah.
I could do whatever I'm feeling. We had a go kart when I was younger. Me and my dad built one. I'd just go take that thing out for hours. You know, you can't do that here.
You're a fun guy, like good personality. Are you a prankster in the locker room or
sometimes? It depends the guy.
Yeah. Who's I mean, I know you only played about 15 games with the main club, but who jumps out to you as, you know, the go-to prankster
or funniest?
I got to go with Hazy.
Yeah,
I mean, he's just an all-time dude.
Oh man,
just
he is.
I could just listen to him talk. Just the stuff that comes out of his mouth.
Is yeah.
just it's hilarious, and it's never over the line. You know, he's never going out to hurt anybody's feelings, but he's just so funny, and just the little comments are yeah. so funny, and you just
witty.
Yeah, you can't yeah, so witty. Witty's the perfect word yeah. for it. Yeah, no, he's all-time for sure.
Yeah,
awesome. He's awesome.
Hollywood. Love that guy.
Yeah, he's unreal.
How about, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you got a little bit of time with Raffy, didn't you? Michael Raffle?
Yeah, a little bit. Not long at all, actually, because he got traded to Washington.
Traded. I forgot.
Yeah, he asked me to fight, too.
Raff?
Yeah.
He's tough for he looks.
I just shut it down. I figured everybody on the team loved him. You know, I can't be the new guy stepping in fighting everybody's best friend, right? So I was like, nah, man, you're good.
You guys are getting along well.
He's a good dude.
Yeah, he seems dude. Super nice. I met him a few times, you know, but yeah, really, really nice guy to me every time.
That's awesome. We were just going to ask you about, you know, the Philly fans, right? I mean, you obviously know what they're all about, blue collar, and you seem to, you know, be right in line with what their expectations are. If you were to, you know, send a message to the fans of Philly, like, what would that be? You're a simple guy. I'm sure it's a simple answer, but throw it out there.
Just work your ass off.
Yeah.
You know, it's plain and simple. You know, it's just work hard, show up. It's business.
That's it.
You know, it's very simple. It's a game, but it's right. a business to us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're out there to win every day. You know, it doesn't always happen, but the other guys, they're also out there.
They're
to
trying
win.
To win.
You know, those guys are also getting paid.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just show up, work just a little bit harder than the next guy.
Yeah. That's gonna be the key here, and it's going to happen because – not that anyone else didn't want guys working hard, but Torts.
You're not going to have a choice.
I mean,
yeah.
it's the way it should be.
Like it's you how said it should before. Be.
100%. Exactly.
It's the way
exactly.
it should be. And I don't think anyone in the locker room is saying, I don't want to work hard. Everyone does.
Right.
It's,
right.
Sometimes people forget that, you know, you guys care. And, you know,
right?
It's funny 100%. Sometimes people think they want you to win more than you want to win.
Yeah,
it makes me laugh. Like thinking, but,
like you're upset. Imagine me competing for 3 hours, still losing, and then going home and then laying in my bed and I can barely even move.
Yeah, right.
So right. And then mentally,
and
I'm
then thinking about
too.
It and absorbing
right?
it.
Yeah, and we just sit there like some nights after games. Like I don't sleep before 3 o'clock in the morning. It's just my body will not let me. My body, my mind. I can lay in bed. I can get in bed. I get home at 10:03, and I will lay there till 3 or 4 in the morning. My body, and my mind just don't. Shut down forever. I could eat 1,000 milligrams of of
melatonin.
And just I can't. I mean, the body just doesn't.
Too much caffeine?
No caffeine, actually.
No, really? I'm not just a caffeine guy. Hey?
Don't really drink coffee. I don't really. Like, I do here and there, yeah. You know, but not every day. I don't.
Mm-hmm. Right. Riles used to have about 6 cups of black before warm-ups.
Get you nice and hydrated.
I had to lock the doors because Riles would be there at 3:30 for a 7 o'clock game.
Oh, yeah. For my 3 or 4 minutes in ice time, yep. You know, I gotta get jacked up for it.
Hey, but those were a hard 3 or 4
hard
minutes. 3 or 4.
They were, yeah, they were hard.
But building off like what I just mentioned about the fans, like your attitude towards that is exactly what they want to hear, because it's not about necessarily wins or losses. Obviously, everyone's expecting wins, but if you lose and you show up, and every person in the building knows that you guys poured everything you have into it.
Mm-hmm.
The fans will still cheer for you and still got, you know, still have your backs.
Yeah.
I think it's when, you know, you lose games and there's sense of like, you know, where's that fight? Where's that like work that we spend our hard earned money on to experience, you know? And that's where they lose, mm-hmm. you know, connection. But
yeah, and I mean, as a fan, like you spend that hard earned money, you know, you want to go see something that's going to make you happy, right? A win makes you happy, and to see those guys, you're paying to see them, you know, so you want to see them work as hard as they possibly can. When you see them giving up, you know, I'm still a fan, you know, and just like, you're just like, man, what the hell is that, you know, when you see somebody give up when it's late in the game and it just, they kind of roll over as a fan, you're just like, I need more, you know, I paid money to be here. I want to get something for it, you know.
Yeah. So it's a little more effort.
I totally understand it, you know, from a fan's perspective, for sure.
Yeah.
But now being on the other side of it, it's like, fuck, man. Like, we are trying.
Yeah.
Of
course.
Like, fuck, man. We really are trying. You know. Yeah. So it's give and take. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
No doubt.
For sure.
And I think every fan, no matter what organization, they expect that. But you know, Philly's a little bit different, as you
extra.
Know, right? A little extra. So
I love it.
That extra added effort is always,
awesome.
always loved. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that little bit of fuck you.
I remember being a kid. I'd come up visit dad. My dad was a trainer of the Flyers, and Cross, our buddy.
Oh yeah,
Doug Crossman, great guy. But I felt so bad the one night. Every time he touched puck, they booed. I'm like, this guy's like an all-star. Like, and I didn't understand. And my dad's like, yeah, this is Philly. Like, they're just hard on guys. And I'm like, man, I feel sorry for him. He's like, hey, don't worry. He's making money, don't worry.
Yeah, I know, right?
I don't even think he hears it. Cross is like, but Chris Pronger said to us one night, the first game he played for Flyers, we were in Carolina. And as soon as he touched the puck, boo. He comes back to me and she goes, yep, boys, my nickname, Lou. Call me Lou.
Oh, that's good.
Lou.
Cross must have thought they're calling Lou.
You're right. I'm pretty sure Cross didn't think that.
Back to what Riley was saying, man. The way you play, the way you work, they're going to embrace you once they get more of you. And we're happy you're feeling good going into camp. And I think you're gonna do all right.
I'll do the best
Especially
I can.
After that dancing I saw. That's,
oh yeah, so, yeah. Getting the hips primed,
money.
Knees primed.
Oh yeah, he's ready.
Oh yeah,
light feet, right?
Oh yeah. No, those are still heavy boots.
Heavy,
but the passion's there.
The passion is there. Elby had the light feet.
Oh yeah, of course. Elby had the light feet. Yeah.
And Ronnie was having the keto.
Aikido. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that is unbelievable.
It's an Aikido dance move, or
it's just a way of life.
It's a way of life.
Elvie's doing that now.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Oh man,
it's unbelievable how it works with the girls too.
Oh, I'm sure. That's what it sounds like.
Because they don't get it. Right,
but then
they gotta figure it out. Yeah. So he just like, he'll walk away and they'll come right to him. And I'm just like, holy shit, man, this is unbelievable.
Just icebreaker, hey?
This is unbelievable.
Oh,
he's
good.
Unbelievable.
Probably all strategy, hey? I'm knowing.
That's a hell of a strategy right there.
Seeing him and knowing you, I was like, man, I'll just like a couple days there watching Ronnie at the rink just to have some fun with him.
Yeah, he's unbelievable. You'll never catch him without a smile on his face. He's happy to be wherever he is. He just giggly all the time. He's unbelievable.
That's awesome.
Awesome. Well, before we let you go, any interesting facts about yourself that you'd like to throw out there to the fans? Because something people might not know about you.
I don't know. I did meet Tippett for the first time a couple days ago.
Did you?
We do look a lot alike. We do look a lot alike.
Yeah. Oh, he walked by me and I was like,
holy shit. Looking in the mirror.
Right? Exactly, right?
That's awesome.
No, so I get that now. I only ever saw pictures before, you know, and I was kind of like, all right, you know, a little bit. And then I met him. I was kind of like, all right, that's a lot more than I thought.
That's great.
A little ginger spice there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, man, I don't think great. I have any hidden talents, though.
No, not that you've discovered yet.
Yeah. Not yet.
Still young.
Yeah, exactly. Still, baby. I'll come up with a bunch.
I'll
get them working.
Beautiful.
We appreciate your time, brother. I know you're working hard, getting ready for camp, so we appreciate you coming.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys. Greatly appreciate
it. Thanks for coming, man. Appreciate it.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.